Do you know your ideal client? In business, we often try to define our ideal client by physical age, gender, social status, hobbies, or social concerns. I certainly have, and yet somehow I still felt I was missing something. That was until earlier this week, after a little discussion with my sister. As we talked, I became aware that maybe I have been looking in the wrong place for my ideal client. I realised my ideal client is not easily defined by physical age or gender, but rather by spiritual age. That may sound a bit strange. Let me explain. As we face a world that is going through huge changes in governments, social issues and uncertainty, millions of people all over the world are searching for answers. They are questioning the status quo and looking for a deeper, more spiritual meaning for their life. Some people call this spiritual seek and find process awakening. It's about individuals searching for themselves, questioning what they believe, and no longer just accepting what they have been told by school, church, society, etc. The best environment for learning. Question: how do humans learn best? Answer: when doing fun things they enjoy. Question: where did we all do fun things that helped us learn? Answer: at play school. We may not have appreciated it at the time due to being so young, but play school or kindergarten was a safe place to play, learn, make friends, understand about ourselves, life and how we fitted in. We creatively explored, experimented, used our imaginations, made new friends and learned through stories and mental challenges that enabled us to grow. It was only as we entered a more formal education at around 7 years of age that we learned to conform, do as we were told and not question perceived authority. I realised this week what I offer through my creative mindfulness courses is a sort of spiritual play school. It's a fun, safe environment where anyone, regardless of physical age or gender, can learn and understand more about themselves, their purpose and spiritual and metaphysical concepts while doing fun stuff. There are millions of people all over the world waking up to the fact that in order to survive, we need to change. We all have a part to play that is unique to us. When we let go of the competitive, I'm better than you, ego-based mindset we have been taught through an education system that too often judges fish by their ability to climb trees, we can all help each other. If you're ready to change the way you look at things, you are my ideal client. Possibility is in every man. Quote, there is no possibility that is in any man that is not in every man. But if they proceed naturally, no two men will grow into the same thing or be alike. Every man comes into the world with a predisposition to grow along certain lines, and growth is easier for him along those lines than in any other way. This is a wise provision, for it gives endless variety. It is as if a gardener should throw all his bulbs into one basket. To the superficial observer, they would look alike, but growth reveals a tremendous difference. So of men and women, they are a basket of bulbs. One may be a rose and add brightness and colour to some dark corner of the world. One may be a lily and teach lessons of love and purity to every eye that sees. One may be a climbing vine and hide the rugged outlines of some dark rock. One may be a great oak, among whose boughs the birds shall nest and sing, and beneath whose shade the flocks shall rest at noon. But everyone will be something worthwhile, something rare, something perfect. Wallace D. Wattles, The Science of Being Great. As more people start to question what they can offer the world while living their own dreams too, a very important aspect of our humanity is needed, our creative imagination. You have the ability to create anything. Years of conditioned thinking, suppressed creativity, television and social media that loves to highlight negativity has created a population that tends to focus on the negative. Self-doubt and fear stop us from stepping up. People are afraid of people. Too many distrust out of fear of being cheated or taken advantage of. Sadly, we have grown up in an era that loves to build people up just so we can knock them down again. Adverts that encourage us to sue everyone and anyone for the slightest thing that does not go our way. we're encouraged to take out legal protection against a mass of potential problems. When I was a kid, if you fell over, you just got up, brushed yourself down and carried on. You didn't go looking for the nearest libel solicitor. How can this possibly be healthy for the overall well-being of the human race? I don't have time. We desperately need to return to positive, creative thinking, fun, play, experimentation, friendship, love and trust. I feel strongly that my purpose is to provide a happy, fun, safe environment where people can reignite their positive, healthy imagination, where friendship and sharing goes without saying. Under all the bravado, we are all still excited, imaginative, fun-loving children. If the reflection in the mirror is a scared, unconfident, stuck adult, it is because you have allowed the pressure of this modern world to get you down. You can break free. Quote, "Creativity is intelligence having fun." Albert Einstein. A recent client made the observation that when you feel you don't have time for creative mindfulness is exactly when you most need it. Ask someone coping with a dying relative how precious time is. One of the greatest gifts you can give to yourself is time to reconnect with yourself. When your glass is full, you have plenty to give to others. Quote, "Nothing was ever in any man or woman that is not in you. No man or woman ever had more spiritual or mental power than you can attain, or did greater things than you can accomplish. You can become what you want to be." Wallace D. Wattles, The Science of Being Great. Are you feeling it? If this blog post resonates with you in any way, you are my ideal client and I want to help you. I run live courses for those who live in or around Shropshire, UK, and online for those who live further afield. Open your mind to possibility as you turn trash into treasure. Gain insight and inspiration that can help you see your potential while you have fun. 100% of clients said they feel happier and more confident as a result of my course. Are you ready to reconnect with your creative side? This weekend, I am offering the Supercharge Your Self-Confidence in 7 Creative Weeks online course as a substantial discount in order to reach out to everyone who needs and wants to give themselves a gift. Time to recharge, refocus and reignite your creativity while gaining an understanding of deeper universal laws. Go on. You know you want to. Look out for my offer on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and email. If you want to receive an email, just sign up to my newsletter at the top right of this screen today.